Much. Well, if you take your Bibles this morning, we're going to be in the book of Revelation chapter 20. Revelation is the last book of the Bible, and so Revelation chapter 20. And of course, this is, we're calling it Break the Record Sunday. And so I don't know yet if we broke the record, but I'll just say this, we're close to it if we didn't. And so, but that's what this is. But I want to preach to you for a few moments on this subject this morning, the only record that truly matters. The only record that truly matters. So Revelation chapter 20 is where we're going to be at. And we have a custom around here that when we read the scripture for the first part of the service, we stand together. So if you wouldn't mind standing with me, if you're able, if you can, we're going to read a few verses here, Revelation chapter 20, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 11. The Bible says, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Let's pray. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here, God, and amongst your people and singing your praises, Lord. And my heart just is warmed, Lord, from that. And I pray that you'd help us now as we turn our attention to the Word of God for a few moments. God, please speak to us and help us. Lord, I pray that you'd move in our midst this morning. Lord, if there's someone here today that's not saved, Lord, I pray that they would accept you today before it's too late. Bless us now, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. You know, there's a lot of records that have been set and recorded for all types of different things. So I did a little bit of research this week, and here's some records that I found have been set, okay? In 2013, a man named Johnny Strange, all right? You'd have to have a last name to do what he did, all right? He used a chainsaw to cut apples while holding them with his teeth. This American man holds the record for cutting 8 apples with a chainsaw in 1 minute while holding each apple with his teeth. There you go, all right? Anybody want to try to break that record, okay? 2013, a lady named Nancy Seifker, an American, she shot an arrow with her feet to a record distance of 20 feet. In this record-making performance, not only did she manage to shoot it so far, but she also reached within the target of 5.5 inches, better than required for the goal. So there you go, all right? I'm an archer, I like to shoot my bow, but not one time I've ever said to myself, I'm going to shoot this thing with my feet, okay? And so there's a record for you, all right? It's not often you hear about a man who has put 400 straws into his mouth at once. But in 2009, Simon Elmore from the UK did exactly this. He put 400 straws into his mouth at one time using his hands, and he kept them there for 10 seconds. All right? So there you go. Go to McDonald's, kids, this afternoon. Try to break that record. All right? A lady from Thailand, she stayed in a glass room, get this is crazy, for 33 days with more than 5,000 scorpions inside. During this crazy stunt, she was stung by those scorpions 13 times, but lived to tell the tale without any serious injuries. Okay? How about this? Getting poked in the face with a needle is painful. All right? Hopefully none of you have had that. Maybe some of you have. But in 2013, a guy from China poked his own face with 2,188 needles. All right? He used acupuncture needles and has been breaking this record over and over again until someone else takes his place. All right? I don't think I'm even going to attempt that one. All right? How about some food eating records? All right. Here's a guy who ate 13 grilled cheese sandwiches in 1 minute. All right. 13 in 1 minute. Jamie McDonald ate, oh man, this makes my stomach hurt thinking about it, 5 dozen Krispy Kremes in 9 minutes. Oh my goodness. I love donuts, but not that many. Okay. A guy named Jonathan, there you go, ate 40 chicken McNuggets in 2 minutes. Okay. And then how can we not talk about Nathan's hot dog eating contest? Oh, this literally makes me want to hurl, okay? A guy named Joey the Jaw Chestnut, okay? 2017, last year, he ate 72 hot dogs and the buns in 10 minutes, all right? Oh, nasty, all right? So there you go. There are some records that have been set and that are recorded. But this morning, for a few minutes, I don't want to talk about the records of cutting things or poking things in your face or stuffing food down your throat, all right? I want to talk to you about, from the Bible, about the only record that truly matters. You see, folks, according to the verses I just read, there's some records that are being kept in heaven. And there's a book which in that names are recorded to see whether or not a person is allowed to go to heaven. And that book is called the Lamb's Book of Life. There in verse 15 of chapter 20 I read, it said, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." By the way, that's not the only time this book, this record, is mentioned in the Bible. Philippians chapter 4, verse 3, it talks about, the Apostle Paul was writing about some of the people that were working with him. And it said, "With my other fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." Revelation chapter 20, verse 27, it says, "And there shall be in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie." Listen to this. "But they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." You see, folks, out of any record that's ever been recorded, there's one that truly matters. And that is whether or not your name has been written in this record in heaven called the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, I'm going to give you three things about this record this morning, all right? First of all, I want to say this. It's an exclusive record. Okay, it's an exclusive record. Notice how it's described. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? As in, it belongs to the Lamb. Alright, now by the way, who is this Lamb we're talking about? Well, it's none other than who the Bible says is the Lamb of God. Well, who is this Lamb of God? Well, in John chapter 1, John the Baptist, when he was coming on the scene, he began his ministry there. And here's what it says about him. "John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. And these things were done in Bethabara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing." Listen to this verse. It says in verse 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And again, John says in a few more verses down, "And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God." Hey, this Lamb we're talking about this morning is none other than Jesus Christ Himself. You see, the reason He's called the Lamb of God is because just in the Old Testament, as a perfect lamb had to be sacrificed as an atonement for the sins of the people, Jesus, the Bible promised that there one day was going to come a perfect lamb that would be the final sacrificial lamb that would pay the sin debt for mankind. And Jesus Christ was that debt, that sacrificial lamb, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So the reason this record is so exclusive, alright, is because it's only got the names of those who belong to Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. It has no more, no less. And God knows all of those that belong to Him. You see, folks, we're good as human beings sometimes at fooling other people, aren't we? Okay? We're all good at it. Sometime in our life, we've done it. And you might be able to fool people on this earth. You might be able to fool your spouse. You might be able to fool your kids. You might even be able to fool the preacher. But you know what? Nobody is able to fool God Himself. Amen? Nobody can fool God. God alone knows. You see, the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, Jesus said this, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." You see, when you receive Him, and this record exclusively belongs to you, your name gets put on it, God knows who you are. He knows about that. And it says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." Listen, folks, this record we're talking about this morning, it's a very exclusive record. You see, when the Bible tells us about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, it's just not the story of a man who was put to death by Roman soldiers 2,000 years ago. No, it was the fulfillment of Bible prophecy that promised one day a final, complete, once-for-all sacrifice would be made to atone for the sins of mankind, past, present, and future. And that's exactly who this Lamb is. And that's why it's an exclusive book, because only the names that belong to Him are written in this record. All right. Number two, not only is it an exclusive record, it's an exact record. Again, notice how it's described there in the verse I read. But they that were written in the Lamb's, notice this, book of life. It's an exact record. Listen, God records it so it will be exact. By the way, God didn't need to write it down because He wouldn't forget or so He would remember. That's not why it's written there. It's written there for our benefit so that we could know and that we could understand that this record is exact. Let me say this to you this morning. There are no mistakes about what names do and don't get recorded on this great record in heaven. No mistakes, okay? Listen, it's so exact that God Almighty is the one that puts it there. And you know what? There's not someone who shouldn't be or someone who should that's not there, okay? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, talking about some people here, one of these days when they stand before God and they're asking Him, Lord, God, we want to come to heaven. Lord, we want You to check the record, God. See if our names are written there. Here's what these verses say. Listen to this. Jesus will look at them and say, not everyone that saith unto Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of My Father, which is in heaven. By the way, what is the will of the Father? I'll tell you about that in a few minutes, all right? It's accepting Christ as Savior. In verse 22, listen to this. Many will say unto Me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name have cast out devils? And in Thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them and say, I never knew you. Depart from Me, ye that work iniquity. You see, the people in these verses are trying to talk God to let them into heaven based upon their good deeds that they participated in while they were on earth. And by the way, just not good deeds, but it goes on to say specifically religious deeds. Did you hear what it said there? God, we've prophesied in Your name. That meant some of them were preachers. God, we've cast out devils. We've done many wonderful works. But you know what He said? He said, I never knew you. You know what that means? Your name's not on the record. That's what it means. Now let me say this, folks. It's a noble thing to be involved in good works, okay? We need more people to be involved in doing good things. In fact, I will say this. The Bible tells us that once you become a Christian, He expects you to do good things, okay? So I'm not saying it's wrong to do good, but let me say no good or religious work will get your name recorded on this great record in heaven. Now, I've got some good news for you this morning, all right? This record is so exact that once your name is recorded, it will always be there. Okay? Once it gets recorded, it will always be there. No person, no demonic spirit, the devil, let me say this, even your own self can't get your name off that record. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, listen to these verses. Man, I love these verses. The Apostle Paul said under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. You know what he was saying? Anything. There's nothing, okay, can separate us, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Did you hear that? He said, listen, there's nothing out there that can separate you from the love of God. Hey, you know what he's saying? Nothing can get your name off that record. Amen? Because it's an exact record. So an exclusive record. That means that it belongs to those who the names of those who belong to the Lamb. It's an exact record. That means there's no mistakes made. It's exact of what is written, recorded on it. And then last of all, let me give you this. It's an eternal record, okay? Notice how this book is described, this record is described. It's described as the Lamb's Book of Life, okay? Now, what kind of life is it that Jesus Christ the Lamb gives? You know what kind of life it is? Eternal life, amen? It's eternal life. You know, it's one thing to have your name written on a record down here on earth, right? We all have that. I mean, most of you probably are, you adults at least, you had your name written on a driver's license, okay? That's a record. You had your name recorded on a birth certificate. That's a record. You had your name, if you're married, on a marriage certificate. And don't we all know that our names are recorded at the IRS for the tax records, amen? We all know that, okay? But here's the thing. Those records are just things that are temporal. They're not eternal. But you know, there's a thing there. This record we're talking about this morning, it is an eternal record. Amen? You see, why is it eternal? Because, folks, listen, one thing that we as human beings possess that no other part of God's creation possesses is a never-dying, eternal soul. If there's one truth taught all throughout the Scripture, is that every person that has ever been given life will live in eternity somewhere forever. Death is not the end of mankind. Okay? Because the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Listen, you are different from all of other God creation in the fact that you are eternal. You will live somewhere forever someday. Life on earth is not all there is. In fact, if you look at that phrase, that phrase eternal life or everlasting life, it's mentioned 37 times in the Bible. I often say this, if God says something once, it's important. If God repeats it 37 times, we better make sure we understand what He's saying there. Amen? And there's verses in the Bible, other than what I've read to you, that say this in 1 John chapter 2. And this is the promise that He hath promised us, even eternal life. Verse 11, chapter 5, 1 John. "And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and that life is in His Son." 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. "These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may," listen to this word, "know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Listen, eternal life is such a thing that's so sure, God says, listen, you can know that you have it. Amen? Now there's eternal life in heaven with God forever, where there's streets of gold, where there's mansions, where there's no more death, sorrow, crying, tears, all in the presence of Jesus and God Himself. I mean, hey, to me, that sounds amazing. Amen? All right? Eternal life. Or there's what the Bible calls eternal death, where there's outer darkness, where the worm dieth not, and the fire's not quenched, where there's torment and anguish and devils, and where Satan's going to be. Listen, which one do you think God wants you to have? Eternal life or eternal death? Okay? There's one He wants you to have. In fact, the Bible tells us in verses like this, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, tells us that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, God is not this mean, vindictive person up in the sky that's just hoping that someone will mess up so He can strike him down. That's not who God is. God's a merciful, God's a loving God, and God wants every single human being to experience eternal life, not eternal death. And that's why there's verses in the Bible like John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." So the only record, folks, this morning that truly matters is whether or not your name is written in this record. The exclusive record. The exact record. The eternal record. You say, "Preacher, you spent the last few minutes telling us about this record. Now how in the world do I make sure my name's written on that record?" Well, I've got great news for you today. Anybody and everybody who wants to have their names written on that record can do so. And you know what? You can do so today. You say, "I knew it. He wants me to join His church to get get your name on the record." Sorry, that's not what we're talking about. He wants me to commit to live a better life so I can get my name on that record. He wants me to get baptized so I can get my name on that record. Folks, listen, all those things are good. All those things have a place. But that's not how you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've taken the whole message to get you to this point to tell you how the Bible says you can get your name recorded on that eternal record. Amen? I'm going to tell you how it can happen this morning. All right? There's four simple things you've got to understand in order to get your name written on that record. All right? First of all, you've got to understand that you're a sinner. Okay? By the way, we all know what sin is, don't we? Okay? And if you say, "Well, I've never sinned before," well, you just sinned because you just told a lie. All right? The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, "As it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one." None righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, "For the wages of sin," Romans 3:23, it says, "There's none righteous, no, not one." Okay, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Listen, folks, that's all of us. Amen? We're all sinners. And if you'll be honest with yourself, I think you probably understand that you're a sinner. Okay? I mean, listen, I'm a preacher, okay? And I've been a Christian for a long time. But, you know, I try my best to please the Lord. And I try to please the Lord and do the things I ought to do. But there's some days it's just like, man, why is this thing so hard? You know why it's so hard? Because we're sinners. That's why it's hard. Okay? And the Bible says, we're all sinners. Amen? So that's the first thing you've got to realize to get your name written on this record, is that you're a sinner. The second thing you've got to realize is that because of your sin, there is a penalty on your sin. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world. By the way, you know who that one man was? Adam. Okay? Whereas by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And you know what, folks? When Adam and Eve sinned, they didn't just curse themselves with sin, they cursed the rest of the human race with sin. That's why, parents, you've never had to teach your kids how to be bad, right? I mean, anybody ever had to teach their kids to be bad? I don't think so, okay? And my wife and I have four kids, and you know why they're bad? Because they take after their mother. That's why they're bad, amen? And, yeah, okay, I just told a lie, didn't I, all right? And so, no! Being bad comes naturally, that's why. And folks, because of our sin, there's a penalty on that sin, okay? Just like if you went out here to Highway 41, and you put the pedal to the metal, and I drove quite a bit this week. I was traveling some, and I saw a lot of people get pulled over by the policeman this week, okay? And you know what? I wasn't one of them, okay? And but you know what? You're speeding down the highway, and that policeman pulls you over, and you were doing 80 in a 60. Guess what's going to happen, folks? You're going to get a ticket, right? Okay? You know why? Because you broke the law. It's the penalty for breaking the law, okay? There's a penalty for breaking God's law, being a sinner. You know what that penalty is? Death and hell. Yeah, you're at a church where the preacher's not afraid to talk about hell. Okay? I wish it weren't true. I wish hell's not a real place, but folks, it is. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, calls it a place of torment, of fire and brimstone. Listen to me, just as Princeton, Indiana's a real place, hell's a real place, and because we're sinners, we deserve it. That's what the Scripture says. For all, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I don't want a part of that. Amen? I don't want a part of death. I don't want a part of hell. I don't want a part of having to pay for my own sin. But because I'm a sinner, I deserve it. Okay? You say, I come to church to get help this morning. You've been discouraging me so far. Amen? Well, hang in there. I got some good news for you. All right? If you want your name written in that book, not only do you realize you're a sinner, not only do you realize there's a penalty and a payment for your sin, but realize that Jesus Christ came and He died on the cross to pay the sin debt for you. Amen? A lot of people know who Jesus is, but they don't know why He came. Let me tell you why He left the splendors of heaven. Let me tell you why He wrapped Himself in human flesh. You know why He did that? Because He loved us. Because He cared for us. Because, as I read to you earlier, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Listen, God's a perfect, just God. Sin had to be paid for. But praise God, He looked around and He came up with a plan to redeem mankind from our own sinfulness. You know what that plan was? Jesus Christ. Amen? He came to this earth. He was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect and sinless life. And He walked up Calvary's hill. He allowed Himself to be crucified. Why? To pay the sin debt for mankind. Amen? Romans chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, but God commendeth His love toward us. You know what that word commendeth means? It means He proved it. You know, a lot, sometimes people are all talk, aren't they? Right? They'll tell you something, oh yeah, but they never follow through with what they say. God's not that way, folks. What God says, He does. But God commendeth His love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And Jesus realized He died for you on that cross. Now here's the thing. Just because He died for mankind doesn't mean every person's going to heaven. You know why? Because the Bible says it's a gift. Now, here in just a few moments, we're going to give some gifts out. Okay? And we got 10 gifts laid up here for the young people and 10 gifts for the adults. And when I call someone's name up here and they come up here to pick a gift, listen, in order for them to get the gift, okay, just because their name got called doesn't mean it's theirs yet, right? You know what they've got to do? They've got to come up and receive the gift. Okay? And by the way, it's a free gift. I mean, now somebody paid for this stuff, but the person receiving it didn't. And that's because it's a gift. Listen, folks, if you want your name written on that record, you know what you've got to do? You've got to receive the free gift of eternal life. Here's how you do it. All right? The Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Here it is. And believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Then the Bible says one of the most wonderful verses in the Bible, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Notice what that verse said, whosoever. You know what that means? Anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. Listen, God's grace extends to all. Amen? "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, by faith you believe it, and you ask Him to give you eternal life," the Bible says they shall be saved. You know what happens that day you call upon Him? He takes whatever He uses to write it down with, and He records your name in that record that only matters. Amen? By the way, that's the only way to get your name in. You're not going to impress jobs or good works. You're not going to impress God by joining a church. I hope you join. But you're not going to... Joining this church won't get you to heaven no more than walking in the garage makes you a car. Okay? Listen, folks, it has to be the way the Bible says, and that's by faith, through trust, in Jesus Christ. Amen?